Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and this is AIR. I want to thank you very much for listening tonight and call in. Today is for you, so you've got questions. The lines are open, and you can call in to have your questions answered. We are running a little late due to some technical situations at VBS Radio. They are improving things beyond belief, and it just slows things in the process. And, of course, it is Mercury retrograde, so you got to expect a few things to need a little delays here and there. But I also know that VBS Radio works very hard to make everything wonderful and beautiful for me, and I deeply appreciate their presence in my life. And as you do, because they do really give us a lot of information that isn't available elsewhere. And with that, we've got a lot of things going on in the skies these days. Mercury retrograde is just one of them. We also got pretty soon, in a few days, Saturn's going straight. Yay! So basically things will start moving forward and all the things that we've been feeling kind of sluggish about. In the last few days, I've talked to several people and they felt like just sleeping all day, just having absolutely no energy. Now, partly I think that's because of the Mercury thing and the shift of major planets in different signs. Like Mars and Venus are both in Aries now. So there's a lot of information coming down the line. And with the Mercury retrograde, as always, it's time to regroup, rethink. Make sure you got everything lined up before you move forward with the Saturn deal that's finally coming around to help us out. Now, if you do have questions and you do want to call in, the numbers are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And like I said, the lines are open, so you're welcome to call in. Right now, the energy that I keep getting also is life review and looking how far you've come. All the things you've achieved are the lessons that you've gone through before the big push. The one thing I keep getting, and I'm still getting, is the summer solstice is going to be a huge shift forward where things start really moving the way we really want them to do. So with the Mercury retrograde again, it's communication. So be careful what you're asking for during this time. Be careful what you're saying to people. Be very cautious and make sure you're saying things truly the way you want them to be. Things are really lining up to bring a lot of happiness and joy. Generally with Venus and Mars coming together, you see is romance. These are two signs that really bring a lot of happiness together, but it also brings financial stability. With Mars being action, Venus is also dealing with the financial aspects of things. And the Sun is in Taurus, which is also another sign that is very much focused on the financial aspects, making sure that everything is as it really needs to be. That spring cleaning of all aspects of your life. Now, I have really been getting a lot of clues on the life review, and it's been very interesting and exciting to see the shifts that are happening and the new support that is coming in. I'm letting go of things that really aren't working for me, and at the same time, finding out that there is a lot of support out there for me that I didn't even realize was there. and understanding who is truly the friends around me and who's just lip service. And understanding that they're all there for a reason and they're all reflecting an aspect of me. It could be the past, present, or future. But it's really understanding and appreciating that person being in my life and allowing them to be who they are because they're beautiful just as they are. A lot of people are asking for a romance, a situation on their terms. And the one thing I want to caution people are on is we're supposed to be in this era, essence of unconditional love. Unconditional. Meaning you accept them for whom, what they is, as they are at this very moment. They are perfect in all the ways they are. And you might not like it, but you have a choice to have them in your life or not. And it is nothing wrong with having healthy boundaries. If somebody is being disrespectful to you, there's no reason why you have to take it. Speak up. But understand, they might not change. And it's up to you to decide how much you're going to take. And when you're going to walk away, it's always a good thing to have someone in your life to kind of give you a different aspect, a different view of what's going on. I tend to really do my best not to analyze a situation, but I do listen to my intuition. If I'm getting all these clues and all these things in my dreamscape or when I meditate about a situation, I pay attention, but I also discern, is this my ego? Is this an aspect of me that's just irritating me and it's something I need to look within me, not necessarily this person? This person might be reflecting everything I need to look at in myself. And it's very interesting how I've also been getting a repeating message, and I'm getting it from outside of me, and yet it's very much relating to me. So Mercury retrograde right now is in Gemini, so you get to see two sides of things. It's in its home sign, which is beautiful and awesome, but at the same time with Gemini, you tend to see both sides of the coin. Just use discernment. So, with all that is going on and with the very fact that the messages are out there, I have a lot of people who have been asking me, how can you trust the signs that I'm getting and how do you know you're really getting a sign and not just making up because it fits? Synchronicities is basically when something happens pretty close to what you asked for it to happen. Now, did you make that happen? Your thoughts are your reality, so in some sense, you did create that synchronicity. It is not saying that what you're asking for example, good example for me, from my experience is, each morning when I go for a walk, I say if there's any messages, any signs, make sure it's clear, crisp, and in my face. And then I go with my walk. And I also state with each step I'm more grounded and connected to Mother Earth. Opening my heart to messages from above. Now, I do make requests every once in a while. And on this one day, I did make the request that if I was on my path, I wanted to see a live snake. I've seen a lot of dead. In Arizona, we've got snakes. And a lot of them are dead. They're on the side of the road. They go to sun themselves on the nice warm pavement, and they sometimes just don't move out of the way. So I wanted to see a live snake. But I did put, if it is a poisonous snake, at a distance is fine. Well, on this walk, I really didn't see a snake. So I said, oh, well, I knew this sign could still be coming up. Well, that very night, actually the next early morning, it was about 2 a.m., some outside equipment had broken, so I had to go outside to turn it off. And when I came in, my dog was pointing at the bottom of a curtain in my bedroom. And yes, I do have an outside door for my bedroom. So I lifted up the curtain, and there was a king snake rolled up. King snakes are one of the most powerful, beautiful things you can have. To say I was thanking the heavens and doing a dance of success is an understatement. I was so excited. Plus the snake, which is a baby snake, it was 13 inches, it was rolled up, it's beautiful. Went, got the broom, and it went right outside. And literally, it didn't take much to get it outside. I got my answer, it was on my path. Now that was a very kind of unique and kind of special thing. But that's the kind of things that you can ask for and get. Now, you know, everybody right now is thinking, okay, I'll ask that. If I'm on my path, I'll get, you know, $1 million, or I'll get a contract that's worth XYZ. And you can do that. I'm not sure that they're going to give you that. It just depends on how strongly you know that you can do it. But your thoughts are your reality, and if you think of it strong enough and let it go and let the universe bring it to you, it will be there eventually. But it's all divine timing. And we all know divine timing is generally not on our terms, it's on somebody else's. Now, I was very lucky with the sign with the snake because it did really happen pretty close to 12 hours, right? Well, 24 hours. Which is pretty good. So I was very happy with that. I also make sure that I give thanks. Gratitude brings more signs to you. A lot of people, when I give readings, ask, I want to know who's around me. And something that, for me, I tend try to do my best not to label. So people will say, well, who is it? What's their name? They will give me how they're related to you, but not necessarily their name, not always. And that's just, everybody has a label. But on the other side, it's all energy. And I see it as energy. I feel the energy being female or male. If the entity gives me their name, great. But for the most part, it's like I'm seeing your grandmother, I'm seeing an aunt. And it could be from this lifetime, or it could be from many lifetimes that you had with this person in many ways. So you have to understand when somebody's giving you a reading and understanding the signs around you. You got to understand that interpretation may be different than what you want. It's just an interpretation. But there are many different signs. If you see an animal, a certain animal that's always around you, that's just something to pay attention to. Like if a stray cat all of a sudden is sticking with you and you normally don't like cats, your independence is coming around. Your curiosity is up. Pay attention to that. If there's a dog, and even more so if it's a wild animal, if somebody knows that there's a hawk or a raven, or sparrows that are always with you, that's something to look up. Now, I do have a lot of the animals on my website in the shamanic section. And you can always, you know, write me and say, I've got this animal, what's the energy? I'd be happy to do that for you. But most of them are on the website. The other thing is, to make sure you understand that you could have more than one animal that's around you, and it's just a lot of energy. For me, I recently went on a trip to Yosemite, and during this trip, I had ravens with me always, all the way down California, all the way back into Arizona, I had a raven with me. Maybe not the same one, but I always had a raven around me. Two times I saw ravens chasing around a hawk or a owl through the trees, which is watchfulness. So I'm being very watchful of what's going on. But I understand and have learned to pay attention. You know, if I look out my window and I see a rabbit, well, there's a lot of rabbits in Arizona, especially in my front yard. But I always know that I watch what they're doing and understand that rabbits have a lot of different symbols. Immediately people say fear. That's one of them. But it isn't really fear. It's actually protection. Think about it. They know how to freeze. They know how to go backwards. They know how to go forward. They know how to protect themselves. They do things in leaps and bounds. They hop along. They don't always do things quite the same as others. When they know, when they lay still, they know they need to be still to understand what's going on. They're always alert. They're also fertility. So something is going to take generally 28 days. To be in fruition. Some of the other animals that are constantly around people is like chipmunks or a squirrel. That is to prepare for the next adventure or the next project. Planning is necessary. More details need to be looked at. Spider is one. A friend of mine actually swallowed a spider and I jokingly said, oh, well, spider is weaving fate. It's also the creator of language. Obviously, it's time for you to write. And she is a writer, so she really liked that idea. Not the idea that she actually swallowed a spider, but that it's time to write. If you get a fly, then something's irritating you. You need to look at what? That's almost like a no-brainer. Ants is another one. If you notice, like, all of a sudden you have ants in your house or around you a lot, it's building community. It's working together. It's teamwork. And I had a strange experience with ants as well. So this is a time to really understand that if you have wild animal and or even if your animal is acting different, pay attention. My dog is acting a little more aggressive at some times than other times. I pay attention because she's telling me to be more aggressive, to be more demanding or commanding, which is a better word. Then other times she's laid back. Take it easy. Don't be so hard on yourself. Lay low. It's all right. Things are going to work out just fine. So with that, at this time where Mercury is stepping back, and at this very moment, so is Saturn. It's a good time to really look at what we're planning, what projects. A lot of people have no idea what projects to do. They're totally blank. And with that, on the 9th, there is a full moon in Taurus. And you would have to double check on the web exactly what time it is in your area. But it is 4:03 a.m. in the Greenwich Standard Time. So if you meditate for 8 minutes, 4 minutes before, 4 minutes after, it is said that you will find out your purpose in life. You will get clues. So I suggest that you take a little time this Saturday to do it. If you have any hesitation on what you're supposed to do. A message that I am finally getting through my guidance is basically, it's really time to just start doing little things. You got all the steps written down. Go for it. And I'm feeling that there's a lot of people that are doing that. But again, with Mercury, the way it is, double check what you're about to do. Not the best time to sign any contracts. Wait till after the 30th or after 2 weeks into June before you really do any major serious signing of contracts, any final agreements on anything. Wait till June. It's a better time to do it. Especially since near the end of May, we've got Jupiter and Neptune that are conjoining. And Jupiter is the planet of expansion. Neptune is the planet of dreams. So it's expanding your dreams to as big as you can possibly think, and even beyond that. In the mix is Chiron, the wounded healer. So your past can be healed at the same time you're expanding your dreams. Just look within and see where you're being hurt or have been hurt that it stopped your dream or delayed your dream in the past. It's time to let those hurts go. Forgiveness is the best thing you can do. Forgiveness is not always easy. But what are you really getting out of not forgiving? You have one less person in your life. People make mistakes. And there is a lesson on both sides. If you start to understand that everybody has lessons in this life, and you actually created that person in your life for that very lesson, how can you not forgive them? How can you not be grateful for them making you more aware of a situation, an issue, a trigger, something like that that you need to look at? And you put it in different perspective. There really isn't anything you can't forgive. You might not like it, but just let it go. If somebody is cheating on you, if somebody is lying about who and what you are, if somebody is stealing from you, forgive them. They're showing you a weakness in something in you that you need to work on. And understand that you need to just let it go. Walk away. Do what you need to protect yourself. If somebody's stealing, call the police. Let them take care of it. But don't harbor on it. I have a friend that recently was let go, and this person wanted to be let go. This person is now celebrating that she got exactly what she wanted in this economy. She was miserable in her job, but she didn't want to quit. She got fired. She produced the environment to get let go of. So, even in this time of turmoil, things can work in your favor. She needed a change. She got it. It is all a perspective. If you don't like a situation, look at it in a different perspective, and you might like it a little bit more. Focus on the positive, but don't ignore anything that is not for your highest good. If you're in a relationship, business, romantic, friendship, and you're feeling kind of like drained, tired, and you really aren't getting anything out of a relationship anymore, something that I have done in the past that has always worked, and seeing how I have a perspective that everybody's in my life for a lesson, not always, but there's always lessons around, I often will say, if I've learned all the lessons I'm supposed to with this person, and if it is for the highest good, for all concerned, let this person disappear. If there's more lessons that I need to learn, let's step up to the plate. Show me those lessons quickly so I can move on, if it's for the highest good of all. Generally, when I get to the point that I'm doing this, I would say 9 out of 10, the person is usually out of my life within 12 to 24 hours. Now, I'm not going to say they've disappeared completely, because I've had people who were staying with me a little too long. All of a sudden, I say that statement, they'll come in 2 hours later and say, moving out, moving on, going back to where I came from, it's been nice. Thank you so very much for having me. They're still a friend. You didn't have to confront them. You just let spirit take care of it. Because generally if I do that, I'm surrendering the situation to the highest power. They can do this with your job as well. If there's a situation at work, a person that's irritating you, first of all, look at those aspects to make sure that isn't something you need to deal with within yourself. Because that could be the lesson itself. To accept the negative aspects within you, the shadow self within you. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's growing. That's accepting yourself for who, what you are. But if there's other situations at work that you feel cheated or you feel things aren't going your way, you can always surrender the situation to the highest power for whatever is for the highest good. You'll get your answer pretty quick in those instances. It isn't going to be a long, drawn-out thing. You have to pay attention, you need to discern, and take the actions you need to do. Because most likely these people will be taken out of the way, transferred, moved, fired, quit. It's amazing how it works. Every single time I surrender a situation of a friendship, a relationship, a situation, I surrender it and say, I'm giving this to you because I can't do it anymore. It gets resolved one way or another. And it might not necessarily, as I said, in the relationship, but it might in the tension, the problem, the situation that needs resolved. I've done this with somebody who was staying with me, as I said. They left. But we're still in touch. We still talk. So the friendship's still intact. The situation that was going on just wasn't for the highest good of everybody concerned. So it shifted. It changed. It's being proactive in the most responsible way you can be. But understand, sometimes you got to stand up for yourself. And that's your lesson, is to talk to people. Communication. It's huge. It has been for the last several months. This is a time to understand the way you say something may not be the best way of saying it to get what you're looking for. You need to understand that there is a lot of ways of saying something. You can say it really harshly or you can say it really gently. I tend to do it this way. I will say it very gently, like 2 or 3 times. After that, I get what I call the tone. And it's a very serious tone, and usually if I take it to that point, the situation's going to change real quick. Because they basically are not listening to the gentle ways. Some people need the harsher lesson, but always try the gentle and the most compassionate way. See how you feel. And just say something of, you might not realize this, but this is a way I'm feeling and seeing the situation. And let them know. Many people are not aware of what they're doing. They live through the unconscious. And you may be the stepping stone they need, the conduit, to start them being more conscious of what they're doing. To start living more in the heart, being more present in what they're doing and saying. To help them understand how they're creating what they're creating. Because there's a lot of people, like I said, they don't know what they're doing. They really don't. That's why forgiveness is a beautiful thing. It really can help ease the tension. It can really help people understand how somebody else is seeing them. It's one of those things that helps love come in. If you're trying to explain yourself and you're doing it in a very compassionate, loving, gentle way, that person knows that you respect them enough to speak up. It's like that saying goes, it's a friend that tells you that you've got, you know, mustard on your face, that's your true friend. Other than the ones that are behind your back laughing because you have mustard on your face. So if you have enough courage and strength to tell somebody how you're truly feeling about a situation, you're growing, they're growing. It can be beautiful. It's opening the ways of communication. So many people tend to talk to all the people around them and not to the person that they're talking about. And it's really a time of understanding that you need to talk to the person that's upsetting you or the person that you are talking about or wondering about or the person you're analyzing to let them know how you're feeling, you're seeing what they're doing. It's not necessarily telling them they've got to change. It's letting them know this is what you're observing. Now they can take the information and just let it go. Do absolutely nothing with it. What they do with it is up to them. But I've noticed that quite often, if I mention, well, you know, this is what I'm seeing, this is how I'm feeling, this is what I'm getting from you, they tend to wake up a lot faster and understand that there's something they need to look at. They tend to understand that nobody's going to change them. They need to change themselves. And I really do appreciate the fact that I took the time to let them know what was going on. The energy now is kind of intense at times. It's sometimes you're going to feel very lethargic. So take it easy on yourself, but also understand that you don't want anybody, and you shouldn't let people take advantage of you. It isn't what is the right thing to do. So, be grateful, forgive, and understand that everybody is here for lessons, and it's really time to open your heart more, get out of your head, spend a little more time just sitting. You know, I know so many people who have said, all right, Jen, how do you meditate? I have the hardest time. And, you know, you can get the guided meditations. Those are always a good starting point, at least to me. They give you an idea of what you should do. But the other thing I always suggest, and most people that I know, they say, I've got so much going on in my head, I can't stop it. I'm always thinking. And I actually say, okay, if you sit still, imagine that you have a chalkboard in front of you. And all the things on your head, it's whizzing through. Like, I got to do this, and I got to call this person, and this needs to be done, and that needs to be done. And what about that? Oh, that movie was really good. And what you do is you start writing that scribble, that chatter on the chalkboard. Just mentally see the scribbling on this chalkboard. And when it's all white and all that, then you stop yourself. Take 3 deep breaths in through your nose. Hold it for a count of 3, blow it out, hold it for a count of 3 out, and repeat. Then, with the same thing, put down the chalk, pick up an eraser, and start erasing the best you can all that chatter. You will notice a huge decrease in the white noise in your head. A lot of people that are listening can meditate. I know that I've got some very intuitive, really, you're all brilliant, and I appreciate you listening. So if you do have questions on how to do certain things, you know, if you don't want to call in, send me an email. I'll answer your questions online, over the phone. I will keep it. I don't have to mention your name. I'll just mention it while I'm talking. I have no problem with that. But that's one thing that I get a lot is how to meditate. The other question that Brent asked me a few weeks ago is how to connect with your guides. And I do want to wish him a happy birthday. His birthday's in a couple days. And the one thing I would like to suggest is know that they're always there. And again, it's like the signs. Just pay attention. There they are. If you want to know, you know, feel them, just close your eyes and focus on your breath and ask them to do something, to talk to you, to show themselves. A lot of people want physical manifestation of their guides. Generally, it isn't going to happen, folks. I know you need to see that physical proof. Well, they could come to you as a tree, as a feather, as a bug, an animal, a moth. That could be your guide in a physical form. It might not necessarily be the form you're expecting as a human being. And I'm not saying that your guide is a moth, though it could be, but it's much easier to shape-shift into those things than a human form. I'm very blessed with, if I want to see my guides, generally I just sense them. I feel their energy. If I see anything, it's like an aura. I see energy. I don't necessarily see a physical form. There's only been a couple times that I've seen a physical form. One of them is when I connected with Jesus, and I think that was just the way my mind presented him, but I knew the energy. The energy was definitely there. Tears immediately came to my eyes with love. Just the most deep, passionate, compassionate love. It was a very beautiful moment, and every time it comes through, I know when it's truly Jesus. Other ways to connect to them is trusting. And I know these seem like they're very generic, but if you trust what you're feeling and you trust what you're hearing, and you can always say to yourself, and you'll get a feeling, is this my ego? And if it's your ego, you'll know. And if it is your guides, and you're asking if it's your ego, generally you're going to get this like, ew, no, it's not. For me, I always hear laughing when I ask that. It's like, yeah, right, uh-huh. It's always a good thing to ask for 100% pure love and light at the highest divine order. If you're using a pendulum, if you are using some kind of cards or any kind of tool, always ask for the highest level of 100%. Just clear the deck. Clear the energy. Make sure it's the highest level for your own good. It is really for your own protection. There is a lot of tricksters. There's a lot of lessons, hard lessons in discernment that are available for you if you'd like to take those. One of them is using the pendulum and making sure it's clear. Pendulums are beautiful things that can be very, very accurate. Very accurate. But they also is like a great way for a trickster or negative energy to kind of pop in. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing because you're learning. But I have many friends that say every time I see this, you know, ask this one question, I always get the same answer. And it's like, you're focused on that question, you're going to get the same answer. You're just going to, because you basically have made it, you know, an affirmation. So be careful what you ask for. And the next month, the energy is going to be intense. Overall, the last part of the month is going to be a lot better than right now. I know Mercury is really It's active, and I do agree. If you don't give a planet the power, then it really doesn't affect you. But I also know that the energy is the energy, and it's around, and it affects you the way you allow it to affect you. So think positive and keep very good positive thoughts through the next couple weeks at least. Next month, like I said, summer solstice, there's a huge shift, and it's supposed to be instant manifestation. So let's rest. Let's make sure what we want. So when June comes and we start manifesting our heart's desire, we're getting exactly what we want because it's going to be really quick. Also with the relationships right now, things should be improving. So keep your hearts open, that is for sure. I did want to mention that I will be publishing the May newsletter probably tomorrow. I'm working on it as we speak. Little bits and pieces just to rewrite and get out there. It will be most likely available on my website, Angels Intuition, tomorrow sometime, so if you will check that out. And check out my website. There's a lot of information. I am available for one-on-one consultation, and I am available for speaking. So if you have somebody, a group or something you want me to talk, give me a call. Let me know what's going on. Well, the time is up. I really appreciate you listening tonight. And with that, this is Jennifer Helming saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night.